This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. How's everybody doing? We have an amazing topic today, Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Re'eh is the Parsha of Tzedakah. And I have some important announcements to make. Firstly, today we're starting a new Seder in Musar at 4:30 p.m. We do it Monday through Wednesday. We're going to be learning the Sefer Tzipisa LeYeshua of the Chafetz Chaim. Sefer Tzipisa LeYeshua. You could join us 4:30. It's going to be live on Zoom as well. Okay, let us begin. Parshas Re'eh. Ki fasa yach tiftach es yadcha aloi v'ha'avit ta'avitenu dei machsoi roi asha yachsar aloi. You should surely open up your hand to him and extend him alone what he is missing, that which he is lacking. Okay, the mitzvah of tzedakah. Parshas Re'eh, we have the mitzvah of tzedakah. Says the Gemara in Baba Basra on Daf Yud, Rabbi Elazar Yahiv Pruta La'ani Vahadar Matzli. Rabbi Elazar would give a coin to a poor man and only then he would pray. Amar, he would say as follows, Dechsiv Ani B'tzedek Echaze Fanecha. I, in righteousness, I will see your face. So that implies that one should stand before God in righteousness. What better way to achieve tzedek than through the mitzvah of tzedakah? So this was the practice of Rabbi Lazar. He would give a coin to an ani, and then he would pray. He would say, Ani b'tzedek echeze fanecha. Ani b'tzedek echeze fanecha. Okay. Very interesting. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Hoid v'hadar pa'alai. Glory and splendor is his act, and his righteousness stands forever. Splendor, glory and splendor is his act, so let's study the meaning of this pasuk. Comes the Reb Chaim Vital in the name of the Arizal in the Sefer Shar Ruach HaKodesh, and he says, Gam Amar Li, the Holy Ari told me, Ki kol ha-mitzvahis yesh lohem ois. Every mitzvah has a letter. Roimezes al kol achas v'achas. Alluding to each and every mitzvah. Uviyoyim sheyase ha-odah mitzvah achas. And on a day that a person does one mitzvah, oz tisra'e me'ira. Then that letter illuminates. Ach mitzvahs hatzdakah. But the mitzvah of tzedakah, ta'ir kol ha-shavu'ahi. Illuminates that whole week. Besoid v'tzidkasoi oimedes lo'ad. The secret of, and his righteousness stands forever. Avul shara mitzvahs, but other mitzvahs, lo yizgalu b'yayim acher. They will not be revealed on a different day. Rakim asa eza mitzvah acheres. Only if another mitzvah is done with it. Az toyer gamzu ima. Then, this is also illuminated with this. So the Arizal is saying that each mitzvah has an ois. And when a person does a mitzvah, then that letter illuminates. So it's interesting. When a person does a mitzvah, that letter illuminates. But the mitzvah of tzedakah will not just illuminate that day, but it will illuminate the entire week. That's the meaning of tzidkasay or medesad. Interestingly, the Arizal doesn't say that when a person does tzedakah, he'll illuminate forever. He'll illuminate that whole week. La'ad means the whole week. Other mitzvahs will not be revealed on a different day. If you do another mitzvah, so then the two mitzvahs will be illuminated together. So other mitzvahs will not illuminate on another day, but if you do another mitzvah, so then the other mitzvah will illuminate. So the first thing we have to understand is, what do you mean every mitzvah has an ois? There are only 22 letters and there's 613 mitzvahs. So how could every mitzvah have an ois when there are a limited number of oisos? There are only 22 oisos in the Torah. So Rabbi Yoel Weiss, in his Sefer Megadim Chadashim, says there are many different dimensions of a letter. There are even, we could say, many different spellings of a letter. So, for instance, if a person does the mitzvah of tefillin, maybe the tuf will illuminate, and maybe there are other mitzvahs that will illuminate the tuf, but the tuf may be illuminated in a different way when a different mitzvah is performed. But let's try to study this teaching of the Ari, that by performing a mitzvah, a letter is illuminated, but it's only illuminated for a short time, and as opposed to the mitzvah of tzedakah, that it's illuminated for an entire week. In the Sefer Negid Umitzaveh of Rabbi Yaakov Tzemach, he brings that one time the Arizal told him that he saw on my forehead three letters. The three letters that Arizal saw were Aleph, Beis, and an upside down Gimel. Aleph, Beis, and Gimel Behepach. And I asked him, why is that? And he said, it's because I am not doing chesed to my father. Therefore, the letters Aleph and Beis are straight, Av, and Gimel is upside down, meaning a lack of Gimel to the Av. And that Arizal said further, every mitzvah that a person does, there is an imprint on his forehead. And every mitzvah, there's an imprint of illumination of one of the 22 letters that are meyuchad for that mitzvah. When a person comes to do a mitzvah, the letter associated with that mitzvah is illuminated on the person's forehead. So, technically, if you put on special glasses, you could see one guy, he's got an Aleph. Another guy has a Zion. Another guy has a Ches. Maybe that guy just went to a Chasana and he was Mesameh Chasan. Who knows? Every letter is associated with a different mitzvah. Now, what if a person does more than one mitzvah? V'im asa mitzvah achas, if you do a second mitzvah, az me'ira b'mitzvah hi, then the second mitzvah is illuminated. V'hamitzvah shniya, v'yachar kach mitzvah shen mistalekes v'nevlas b'fnim. Then the first mitzvah departs and it is absorbed on the inside. V'zehu ba'oisa izman sha'oisa oisa. That's at the time that you do it. So in other words, you do a mitzvah, you get illumination. You do a second mitzvah, so the second mitzvah creates illumination, and the first mitzvah is absorbed on the inside. So what's special about tzedakah? What's unique about tzedakah? Avalim oisa mitzvah shel tzedakah. If a person does the mitzvah of tzedakah, then ha'oishala, then the letter of tzedakah, the hainu he'ara shala, the illumination of tzedakah, eino mistalekes tekef, does not depart immediately, tashar ha'oisya shel shara mitzvahs, like the letters of other mitzvahs. Ela meyer b'mitzchay kal oisa ha'shavua. It illuminates on one's forehead the whole week. Here's an amazing thing. If you do talis, then you get the talis shine. You do another mitzvah, you do shulach hakein, you get the shulach hakein shine, and the talis leaves, and it is absorbed. But if you do tzedakah, then the illumination of tzedakah does not leave. Like the letters of other mitzvahs. But it illuminates on your forehead the whole week. That's what it means. It's a custom aside. So you know what it sounds like? If you do talis and then you do tzedakah, the mitzvah of tzedakah will cause the mitzvah of talis, the talis will depart. But if you do tzedakah and then you do talis, the tzedakah doesn't go anywhere. So that's a very interesting explanation for the difference between tzedakah and other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs, the illumination is only until you do the next mitzvah. Tzedakah, the illumination lasts the entire week. The Yismach Moshe Teitelbaum, the progenitor of Satmar, he was a contemporary of the Chassam Sofer. He wrote a commentary on Koheles. And the Yismach Moshe in Koheles, he says, perhaps this is the meaning, homiletically, of the pasuk, Vishibachti ani va'era. Excuse me, Vishavti ani va'ere, Hevel, Yesh echad ve'ein sheni, gam bein va'ach ein lai. He would say as follows, I saw an emptiness. And that emptiness is when a person just does a mitzvah, then there's no second, which means the emptiness of doing a mitzvah and not doing tzedakah. It's hevel. It's there's a certain missing out. There's a certain lacking when a person does a mitzvah and it doesn't do tzedakah. There's a hevel, a pchius gadol, if you don't do tzedakah. Why? Because in such a situation, yesh echad, there'll be a mitzvah ve'ein sheni. You'll never be able to have another illumination without a son, without a brother, meaning there'll be no companion to the illumination on your forehead. Because when you do a mitzvah and you don't do tzedakah, then only that mitzvah will shine on the forehead, but it will not allow no other, there will be only one illumination at a time, as opposed to the mitzvah of tzedakah, whose illumination lasts the whole week, and just because a person does another mitzvah, the illumination of tzedakah remains. And with this, the Yismach Moshe explains the pasuk, Brachos l'roish tzadik. And he says that the letter that illuminates on the forehead is definitely a bracha to the head. The bracha is l'roish tzaddik. When somebody does tzedakah, then it will bring blessing on the head because the illumination will continue throughout the entire week. And Yismach Moshe further on explains, based on this teaching of the Ari, that through the mitzvah of tzedakah, it illuminates the head. He uses this to explain the pasuk, Ba'ar p'nei melech chayim. Tzedkasai, we know the pasuk says, tzedakah tatzil mimaves. Charity saves from death. How? Ba'ar p'nei melech chayim. Through the light of the face of the king. Because by doing tzedakah, it illuminates the face. By the way, in the Sefer Halikutim of the Ari, he says on the pasuk Pizar Nasan Lo Avyonim V'Tzidkasoi Oimeda Sa'ad, he says all the mitzvahs that a person does are marked on their face in one of the 22 letters that are designated for the mitzvah. And he says the letter illuminates at the time you do the mitzvah. The tekef mistalek. And then the light is removed immediately. And it's absorbed on the inside. But if you do the mitzvah of tzedakah, the light of tzedakah illuminates on his forehead the whole week. This is what it means. V'tzidkasai oimedes la'ad. It is not absorbed immediately. So we have a bit of a stira here. Because here in the Sefer HaLikutim, we see from the Ari that the light of a mitzvah only illuminates at the time of the performance of the mitzvah, and then it's immediately absorbed. But in the Sefer Shar Ruach HaKodesh, it implies that it illuminates the whole week, the whole day, excuse me. Uviyom Shiyasa the mitzvah achas tisra'a me'ira. So stira, and I know you probably haven't been able to sleep lately because you were bothered by the stira between the Ari and the Shar Ruach HaKodesh and Sefer HaLikutim. So that's why I'm here, to be able to give you some respite and some Menuchas HaNefesh, to reconcile the contradiction in the Ari between the Shar Ruach HaKodesh that implies that when a person does a mitzvah, he has illumination the entire day, as opposed to in the Sefer HaLikutim, which implies that the illumination ceases when? The illumination ceases when you immediately. So by the way, the Chida, Rabbeinu Chaim Yosef David Azulai, he says that the mitzvah of tzedakah is mayor in a person the whole week, but a different mitzvah is only mayor one day. Again, that's not like the Ari in the Sefer HaLikutim. So the Megadim Chadashim suggests Maybe a way to reconcile this is the way Reb Chaim Vital brings this tradition in the Sefer Pri Eitz Chaim. Namely, in the Pri Eitz Chaim, he says that my Rebbe would say that every mitzvah that a person does is marked on his forehead. Each mitzvah is marked with one letter. And if you do one mitzvah, it illuminates that letter of the mitzvah. And if you do another mitzvah, then the illumination of that mitzvah leaves and it gets absorbed. In other words, like this. From the Shah Ruach HaKodesh, it implies that you do a mitzvah, your face illuminates the whole day. And in the Sefer HaLikutim, it sounds like it leaves immediately. So maybe a reconciliation is that the shelf life of a light of a mitzvah is one day. That's if you don't do another mitzvah. But if you do another mitzvah, then the first light could leave immediately. That's what he says. V'imoysa mitzvah achas, meir ha'oishal oysa mitzvah. V'imoysa mitzvah achas, oz ha'oros oysa mitzvah achas, v'salas v'neflas b'fnim b'mitzchai. By the way, I just want to add, it could be the fact that the light gets absorbed on the inside, it could be that's a good thing. Maybe it's even better, sort of the light is absorbed, and it's sort of put away in escrow and it's eternalized. As opposed to, if you don't do another mitzvah, then the mitzvah only remains on the exterior and on the outside. Okay, be it as it may, that may be a way to reconcile what the Ari says in the Shah Ruach HaKodesh with the Sefer Likutim. In other words, in the Shah Ruach HaKodesh, the Ari says a light of a mitzvah lasts the whole day, which is true, that's how long it would last. In the Sefer HaLikutim, the Ari says it only lasts while you do it. Perhaps that's because that's if you do another mitzvah right away. By the way, in the Yalkut Ruveni, he also says, Tzedakah, Hayanoisein Moriz al Basimcha Gdoila, the Ari would give it with great simcha, Uvetuv Levav, Ubiyadai Pshuta, Uvilafamim Lahayim Estakal, Nisha Biyadai Lav, sometimes he won't even look if anything remained in his hand. Amar Morizal, ki kol ha-mitzvah sha'adam oise nershamim u'meirim lai b'mitzchai. All the mitzvahs that a person does are marked and illuminate on his forehead. He says, ela kisha'adam oise mitzvah meir b'mitzchai oise oise mitzvah hashniya. Meaning each mitzvah has its own light. The light remains until you do another mitzvah when the light of the first mitzvah gets absorbed. But the mitzvah of tzedakah is not does not leave, but it's meir b'mitzchai kol oisai shavua. Okay. Now another interesting shaila is, this idea that when you do a second mitzvah, the light of the first mitzvah leaves, is it only when you finish the first mitzvah? What if you're still doing the first mitzvah, and you do a second mitzvah, maybe both mitzvahs shine? Or do we say, no, never will two mitzvahs shine at the same time? For example, person puts on talis, and he's mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. And then he puts on tefillin, and he davens. So do you get three lights? Talis, tefillin, and davening? Or do we say, you got talis, but once you put on tefillin, the talis got absorbed, and once you davened, the tefillin got absorbed. You know, the way I look at it is that being absorbed is not such a bad thing. It could be. It's good for mitzvahs to be absorbed. What's wrong with that? But that's the shaila. So the Megadim Chadashim wants to bring a proof from of an amazing drasha of the Baal B'nai Yisaschar and the Agur de Perka. We're at Koilel Agur de Perka, but that's not connected to the Sefer Agur de Perka of Reb Tzvi Elimelech of Dinah of the Baal B'nai Yisaschar, who darshans the pasuk Tefila Le'ani Chiyatayif. Tefillah liha nichiatoi v'lefnei Hashem yishpoich sichai, says the holy Bnei Yisachar. Tzidkasoi oimedes la'ad. He writes in the name of the Ari that the first mitzvah that a person does, there's a mark on your forehead, and then when you do the second one, the first one is absorbed. He says, that is the reason why Chazal recommend to give tzedakah before davening, like we learned in the Gemara Bava Basra, that Rabbi Lezer would give a pruta, and then he would daven, he would say, Ani b'tzedek echaz apanecha. Why would he davka give tzedakah? Why wouldn't he learn? Why wouldn't he do a chesed? What's the inyan that he davka gave tzedakah? The answer is, says Bnei Yisachar, no, if he would have done a different mitzvah, then when he would come to daven, which is also mitzvah saseh, ulav de b'chalav avchem, the first mitzvah would get absorbed, and then the angels wouldn't recognize him. They're going to see his forehead, and they're not going to see any mitzvah on his forehead. They're going to say, who's this guy? He has no mitzvah on his forehead. By the way, from here, the Megadim Chadashim proves, what do you mean? He's still wearing the talis. He's still wearing the tefillin, apparently. Automatically, once the next mitzvah comes, the first mitzvah gets absorbed. But be it as it may, if Rabbi Lezer would perform any other mitzvah, when he would come to daven, then the mitzvahs would get absorbed, and the malachim would be mekatrig. But if Rabbi Lezer is mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah, whose rishum lasts the whole week, then the malachim are like, whoa, this is a, you know, this guy's got good stuff written on his forehead. We can't mess around with his tefillos. He's got illumination on his forehead. That's the advantage of tzedakah. That tzidkaso yoimedes la'ad. Says the Bnei Yisachar, this is the meaning of the pasuk. Tefillah la'ani chiyatoif v'lefnei Hashem yishpach sichai. Hashem shima tefilasi. An ani doesn't have money to give tzedakah before davening. So, what does the ani do? All he has is tefillah la'ani, kiyatoif, all he could do is put on talis. And then, v'lefnei Hashem yishpach sichai. But he can't give tzedakah. So the ani is going to put on the talis. It's going to be written on his forehead. The thing is, when he comes to daven, it's going to get absorbed by his forehead. And the malachim not going to recognize him, whether he did anything good. So they're going to be mekatreg. So therefore the ani is mevakesh, tefillah la'ani, kiyatoif. V'lefnei Hashem yishbach sichai, Hashem, I don't want any malachim. Tefillah la'ani kiyatoif. When the ani comes to daven, all he has is the mitzvah of atifas talis, he doesn't have tzedakah. So v'lefnei Hashem yishbach sichai, he's got to pour out his tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without a middleman. All he has is ituf. So therefore, l'fnei Hashem yishbach sichai. He says, Hashem shema tefilasi. V'shavasi eilecha savoy. Eilecha daika. To you, nobody should be mekatrig. That's why David HaMelech says in his poverty, Hate Hashem oznecha anini. Ki ani ve'avyoin ani. Since I'm poor and I can't give tzedakah, and I can't cover my forehead to show the malachim my worthiness. Hashem, I need you to incline your ear. So one of the questions asked are, but the ani didn't finish davening yet. So he didn't finish. So then l'chayra, the first mitzvah, doesn't get absorbed. So doesn't the malach see the mitzvah of talis? Because he didn't yet finish tefillah. Elamai, as soon as he starts tefillah, the second mitzvah is shining. So then the malachim should see the shine of the second mitzvah. I mean, manoshach, one of them should be shining. Basically, we see from the Agra Dapirka, says Megadim Chadashim, we see the following from the Gadam Chadashim. I'm sorry, from the Agad Perka. We see the lashon of the Agad Perka. I want to read it to you. Is that What Bashein came the mitzvah of tzedakah nisha reshuma la'olam. The Lashon Agda Pirka is the mitzvah of tzedakah lasts forever, not just a week. A little bit different than the way the Arizal said it. Now, at first glance, you would say, well, maybe the Agda Pirka was not medayek in his Lashon. He doesn't mean la'ayla mamish. He means a long time, more than other mitzvahs. But it could be, says Meganim Chadashim, could be very well that the Bnei Yisaschar is precise in his language. In fact, if you look in the Mikdash Melech, where he quotes over a similar tradition of the Ari, he says, "Av mitzvah satzadaka kayemes la'olam." Also, Rabbi Yitzchak Chai Buchvaza, he brings also similar lashon, "Mitzvah satzadaka tamid rishuma kayem la'olam." Okay, so now the question is, Rabbi Isai, what letter is written on one's forehead when they give tzedakah? Which letter? The Sefer Bris Avram, Rabbi Yosef Moshe Shapiro, brings in conversation discussing this tradition that when a person does the mitzvah of tzedakah, that there's a letter on one's forehead, at least for a while, at least for a week, according to some, perhaps forever. He says, Yadua gamkein she tzedakah nikra toiv. Tzedakah is called good. Nimsa shaba asiyas tzedakah meir al mitzchay ois tes. Comes out that by doing tzedakah, it illuminates on your forehead the letter tes. Hamoira al tzedakah shenikra toiv. That refers to tzedakah that's called good. Vezeh shekasav harenu ois daika. Show me an ois. Perishayhe meir al mitzchanoi ois tes. That it should shine on your forehead the letter tes. Hamoira al tzedakah hanikras toiva. Harenu ois l'toiva. That's the mitzvah of tzedakah. Perhaps it's the letter tes. By the way, in the Sefer Binas Yisaschar, he talks about the benefits of tzedakah. He says, besides the fact that it's a mitzvah rabbah, and they have many benefits, one is that it's a mitzvah that a person's oichel perasam ba'ilam azeh. Number two, the Yalkut Raveni. He brings the name of the Ari himself. All the mitzvahs that a person does are inscribed on the forehead, but when you do another one, the first one is erased. The mitzvah tzedakah, nirshemes v'einim cheques la'olam. Okay. By the way, so now we have an in-between shita. So far we've seen either tzedakah is forever or it lasts a week. In the Sefer Noyam Megadim, Rabbi Lazar Horowitz, he brings that the tzedakah ta'ir or zman rav, a long time. How long is a long time? I don't know. Some people sit through a 20-minute drasha and they say that was a long time. Some people, many years is a long time. He doesn't say how long. So, but this seems to be, the Megadim Chadashim points out, like another view, the many places Arizal says Shavua, and many places Arizal says La'olam. Now I just want to share with you two more Achroinim who bring this tradition of the Ari, and they each have a little bit of a twist. In the Sefer Yesoid Yosef of Rabbi Yosef Yuska, the Ari said to his students, all the mitzvahs that a person does are alluded on his forehead. And each mitzvah is nirsham in one of the 22 letters that are miyuchad for that mitzvah. Okay, so each mitzvah, you get a roishem on the forehead. Listen to this. If you do another mitzvah that is associated with the same letter, then the first illumination is absorbed and the second one really shines. So it sounds like as follows, that let's say you do one mitzvah associated with a Zion. So the first time you do it, there's going to be a roishim of a Zion. It's not going to be boilete esumis noitzetzes, but there's going to be a roishim. But if you do it a second time, then The ha'ara is nivlas, and the second one is boilate. But mitzvah tzedakah is never nivlas, but is me'irois the whole shavua. So it seems like to get a letter to shine, you got to repeat another mitzvah that's associated with that letter. The Kavayasha of Shmuel Kadanover, he brings to the Ari, that anyone who does a mitzvah, then that mitzvah is nirsham b'mitzvah in the forehead, and it shines when you do the mitzvah a second time. He says the first time it's already absorbed. The second time it's bailatas. Masha'in Cain, tzedakah is never absorbed. So that means according to the Rav Shmuel Kadanover, Shar Mitzvahs, the ois is not Me'ira only when you do it the second time. The first time, it's absorbed. That idea is not really found in the writings of the Ari, that the first mitzvah is absorbed right away. Be it as it may, the few things that we learn definitively is that there is a fundamental distinction between Shar Mitzvahs and Tzedakah, that the illumination of other mitzvahs is somewhat temporary, as opposed to there's a more permanent illumination by the mitzvah of tzedakah, which tzedkasa yomedes la'ad. Is it a week? Is it zman rav? Is it la'olam? Different viewpoints. A week, that's what it implies in many of the mekaymos of the Ari, that it lasts for a week. The Pri Etz Chaim, the Sefer Alikutim, the Shah Ruach HaKodesh, the Bnei Yisachar, though is mashma, it's forever, as is the Mikdash Melech, as is the Yalkut Ruveni, that it lasts forever. The Noyam Magadim implies it lasts Zman Rav. The Ois that we're referring to is the Ois Tes, and the Shar Mitzvahs, it sounds like that when you do a second mitzvah, the first mitzvah is absorbed. But the bottom line is, another inyan that we see is that when a person performs a mitzvah, not only is it recorded, but there's something that happens to the person's guf. The mitzvah makes an imprint on a person. Although we may not see it, and maybe we're not on the level to be perceptive to this, but there was a time where great people would be able to look at someone's forehead, and there it would be displayed, the actions of man. And there's a certain preeminence that the mitzvah of tzedakah has, that it's oimedes la'ad, not only it's an eternal reward, but even in the imprint that it makes on the one who performs it. Okay, I wish everyone a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha. And everyone's invited to join us Monday through Wednesday. We're learning Sefer Tzipisa L'Yoshua of the Chafetz Chaim. We begin today at 4:30 p.m. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Baruch Tia. Have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.